Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4227.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Well, I wouldn't say that this is necessarily the most influential person in my life, but someone who I always look back on and very fondly and just for how she changed my life was my sophomore year English teacher. Not only was she one of those teachers that actually seemed to care about all the students and spent a good amount of time helping us through our individual problems with the subject, but more importantly, she just introduced us to such great authors and such great literary movements and cultural movements. She exposed us to everything from Cinema Verte to Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, kind of everything in between, and that was... I don't know. I still look back and fondly on those days in her class, and many of those authors that she exposed us to, I still enjoy reading very much.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a good person. I don't know. I don't have one of those narrow-minded views. I want to be a doctor or a lawyer. I would just kind of like to leave this world a slightly better place than when I came into it.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Tall. I don't know. I've got a little bit of that German Wunderlust, that desire to travel around the world. I've always been a curious kid, and I just love learning new things, meeting new people, and kind of finding the joys in everyday life.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world that I grew up in, I feel to be an interesting mix of academia and traditional Americana. Of course, the traditional suburban childhood, growing up with the neighborhood kids, the houses that are almost too similar looking to the one right next to it, but also the great memories that comes along with living in a young neighborhood with a lot of families in a very similar situation, sandwiched between computer engineers and professors at the local university. So since the very beginning, I found that most of my friends and I were always exposed and pushed academically, and that was okay with me. I thoroughly enjoyed schooling, and even middle school, that most awkward time in, I feel, any individual's life, was pretty interesting for what we could learn from the teachers, even if the social aspects were, you know, as they are. And I guess it's hard to say how it necessarily shaped me, because in the end it is me, and I can't really comprehend someone else, the person I would be if I didn't grow up in it, because it just seems so natural. So it certainly played a very influential role.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
I would probably say the most distinguishing characteristic, attribute, or quality of myself would probably be a mixture of a very relaxed approach, but a gifted approach to academia. I've consistently scored in the top 1 percentile of any standardized math tests, from calculus APs to SATs and the such, and it's something that has come fairly easily to me, and I think that's also because I thoroughly enjoy it. I mean, it's an interesting thing to kind of understand how the world functions through the mathematical modeling. And from that one strong academic interest in math, it's kind of spiraled out to a whole host of other things, between sciences, even to film studies. It's kind of funny how much statistical analysis applies to so much of the world.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think probably the most admirable quality any individual can have is a sincere concern for another individual and for individuals in general, humanity as a civilization, I think it's too much of our current society is focused on the individual without consideration of the greater good, and so it really strikes me as a very noble attribute to have when one is concerned about their fellow man or woman, not to be sexist.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Probably, this might seem arbitrary to some, but the quality I like best is being tall. As a individual over 6 feet tall, without any specifics, I'm able to grab things off very high shelves, and when I go to the grocery store, I always get the very best produce, because the average person going there can't reach the things at the very top of the shelf. And it seems silly, but it's something that makes me smile in almost my everyday life when I go to reach for something. Quality I like least, I don't know. As a fairly gifted kid, I'm maybe mildly egotistical at times. I'm very sure of myself, and at times I wonder if I'm too sure of myself, but I guess wondering that is probably a very good sign that I'm keeping it in check.
Yeah. What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
I don't know. Probably the quality specifically that I would like to see flourish the most is my writing skill. It's something that I never really took seriously in my earlier days, because I was always gifted in other academic subjects, but in college I really started taking it a little bit more seriously, and I just think it's one of the most important ways to reaching out to other individuals, and proper communication is essential to successful relationships, and be that academic, professional, or romantic. And I guess the quality I like to see wither the most is, despite a fairly multicultural upbringing, I certainly have a kind of an American bias towards just my view on the world, and it's hard to escape the ideology that has been constructed around us just through everything from the TV we watch to, the 4th of July parades that I grew up in, but I like to strive to be a more worldly person.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Just don't take things too seriously. Both my parents are very, very easygoing people who, just don't sweat the small stuff. There's too many, life's too short to really be concerned about the individual to be concerned about the small problems, and that's something that I really would like my children to also hold true, and it's something that I definitely didn't learn immediately, but just as I spent more time with them, I find it pretty easy to not be concerned about the small things either.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
My family likes to take a lot of trips, and though I would have to say that the car ride portion of it is always a little testy when you're locked in a car with someone for a dozen hours or so. I would have to say that the time we get to spend together, be it in another part of America or the many trips we've taken abroad, is always a fun thing, because it's a good opportunity to see, everyone's kind of on an even playing ground of how familiar they are in the world around them. My parents have no greater knowledge of the Parisian subway systems than we do. And so, I don't know. And it's always an adventure with them, too. It leads to quite a few great memories.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Well, I have a stuffed animal that I really like, and he's a Winnie the Pooh doll that's still doing pretty well to this day. But definitely my most favorite thing is the bicycle, the first two-wheel bicycle without the training wheels that my parents got me at age 7. That took me all over the suburbs with my friends and led us to places that we never would have gotten to on our 2 feet. And also was great exercise, though, you know, at the time that wasn't something a 7-year-old's too concerned about.
Yeah. Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
As I previously mentioned, I really enjoyed riding my bicycle and with my friends. I grew up with a pretty close-knit group of about 8 of us in our cul-de-sac in our suburban development, and we would ride those bicycles all around. We would explore the local nature preserve, and I mean, it was nice to just get away from the house and go see something new or have an adventure somewhere where we could kind of get lost and forget about the parental influence and the such.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite book, and what type of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book is The Sun Also Rises by Hemingway, and I read that book. I just read that book at a very impressionable point in my life and fell in absolute love with Pamplona and this idea of foreign travel and being an expat and the such. That being said, actually, my favorite types of books are nonfiction. I probably spend much more on late fees to the library than I would care to admit, but I will read almost anything from Introduction to Interior Design or Modernist Interior Design to Feminist Theory and Contemporary Film Studies and really anything in between. I'm not someone who necessarily finishes a ton of books, but I probably read 2 or 3 chapters from a few hundred books each year. I just love kind of consuming knowledge, no matter how esoteric it might be.
What is your favorite word and why?
Please, actually. It's kind of a silly thing, but it's really nice when people are considerate and are thankful and are just polite. I just find that it makes a day a little bit easier, and I love using it. You get treated so much better, and it's nice to see a smile on, you know, your barista's face or someone's face when you use the word please, and it's not something that's really too commonplace these days, unfortunately.
What was the last book you read, or movie you saw, or sporting event you attended?
The last movie I saw was A Woman is a Woman, I believe is how the title translates, and it's that Jean-Luc Godard film about kind of a non-traditional romance in Paris back in the 1960s when just everything was way too cool for school. And I don't know. I don't always go for the romantic. I guess this is kind of a comedy, kind of a drama. Maybe a dramedy would be the term for that. It was good. It was cute when it needed to be without being saccharine. And it still kind of was able to expose just how ridiculous and how drama-filled love can be. So I thought it was... I would give it a 1.5 thumbs up.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
For fun, I still actually really enjoy riding my bicycle. I don't know. For a while, I was just riding around for transportation, but it's a really enjoyable thing to do. So I like to get out on my bike quite a few times during the week, hopefully at least once a day, but depends on how hot it is during the summer.
Yeah.
I also thoroughly enjoy reading books. Do a little bit of gardening and landscaping for my mother, though really the only part of that I enjoy is this is a gardening aspect of it, and only things that we can eat, because at least when I'm putting work into it, I know at least we're going to have fresh strawberries in a few months. And other than that, I don't know. I spend too much time in sitting in coffee shops and in libraries, and I thoroughly enjoy hanging out with my friends and just pontificating about things that we probably don't know nearly enough about, but, you know.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No, unfortunately. I can't remember any celebrity that I've been told to resemble.
Okay. Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, or risk that you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Well, this might be the easy route, but I'm going to go with this significant experience and state that my family moved us to Europe for a few years when I was in elementary school, and that was an absolutely fantastic experience. Not only did the move from your traditional suburban Americana to a small village north of the Alps couldn't be really like... It's not a... I can't imagine a larger change. And it just exposed myself and my sisters and my family to a completely new setting. And going to a British-American school was very interesting because it was... the exposure to the English people and their rigid customs was... I don't know. It was just very exciting, very adventurous, and it shook our narrow view of the world, which I really appreciate looking back on it.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
If I could choose any one person to interview, I would probably interview FDR. I think Roosevelt really... I don't know. He really did great things for this country. And he was someone who took on more power than seems appropriate for a democracy, yet still was able to... but did it with the best intentions, which just kind of seems to imply a moral integrity and an ethical consideration for his fellow human beings that is... really unprecedented in any politician since then. So I would love to sit down across the fire with FDR and talk to him.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I would have to say probably the one of the most significant first experiences was my first kiss in ninth grade. No, I wasn't the earliest kid to come to that first experience, nor was it something I repeated a huge amount during those early years in high school. It kind of opened my world up to the fact that there were girls around me, and the world did not revolve around StarCraft tournaments, Star Wars, fiction, and the most recent math homework, so I don't know. It was a little bit of a game changer back in the day.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
When I went to college, I had to choose between a few schools, and instead of staying in my hometown where there was a very good university that I could attend, and I had been offered admittance into their two of their more renowned honors programs, I decided to move 2,000 miles away. And I don't know. I guess it would... I think my parents thought of it more of a risk than I did. But certainly within the first... Well, I can't say that the first few weeks weren't a little hard, not knowing anyone, where I feel like half of my friends ended up going to my local university. But within within a month, I was 100% sure that that's where I wanted to be, and
yeah,
had a small inkling.
It was the right thing to do. Okay, is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
This is actually a great question. I would have to say that, very simply, Heisenberg's uncertainty principle was just an absolute game changer for my perception of the world, because coming from a stronger mathematical background as opposed to I was always also very interested in science, but you know, Heisenberg is something that requires a lot of calculus to really start to understand. But once I realized that the certainty and order that math consistently promised me, that 1 plus 1 is always going to equal 2, even if there's 247 subsets of theorems that are going to actually proving that to be true, I know it to be true, and Heisenberg's uncertainty principle just came out and said that, in the end, uncertainty is something inherent within the construction of our universe, and no matter how hard we try and how well we can model everything, there's still going to be uncertainty, and then there's still going to be something that we don't 100% understand. We're not going to know the position and the velocity, and I just thought that was... I thought that was quite a surprising thing, and I'm unsettling a little bit, but that's, I guess, I don't know, the joys of learning.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your percepts about it.
I'd have to go back to my moment of epiphany where I had my first kiss, and I realized that this was a good thing, and that's why so many of my friends are being so goofy and you know, wearing weird clothing, or weird at least to me, as it seemed like it involved much more work than just putting on shorts and a t-shirt each day. And I guess it kind of opened my eyes up to this force that drives our society a little bit,
yeah.
This heterosexual coupling.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Snorkeling sounds really nice right now. It's a nice, beautiful beach, somewhere with some mild temperature water, a nice coral reef below me, and I don't know, maybe a coconut filled with a pina colada waiting for me on the beach.
That sounds nice. Where would you like to be the most?
Well, though the beach does sound nice, I've really been interested in going to Thailand recently. I don't really have a specific place exactly in Thailand I would like to be. I've heard the north is a little bit more exciting and less tourist infested than the south these days in the beach towns, but I think Thailand would be a nice place to be right now.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I had a really good dog once. And if he was here, I think that'd be really nice.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4227.